Welcome to Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Author and attorney Roberta Grimes will explore and illustrate how she, after an extraordinary experience of light in childhood, has discovered channels of communication to the afterlife and how these implications have an effect on our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Seek Reality, Roberta Grimes.
I'm so glad you're with us today, dear friends. You're going to love our guest. You know, one of the things that the elevated beings who work with afterlife researchers are insisting on now is that we who are leading this effort had better get in place some wonderful leaders for the next generation. And it's easy to see why they're concerned, because most of us are in our 70s and 80s. I just want you to know, parenthetically, in case you wonder about it, we are delighted to be here. We're so glad not to be young, because we admit this to one another, sort of feeling guilty and wondering whether everybody else feels this way, but we all feel this way. Every day that passes makes us one day closer to that wonderful day when we finally get to go home. It's like waiting for Christmas. We are very, very happy to be in this position. The only thing left for us to do, of course, is to make sure there are people here who can carry on this work until the glorious day when truth dawns for all the world. One of the leaders of this next generation is our guest today. He's a wonderful young man in every way. All of us think so highly of him. Keith Clark is a genuine prodigy in the field of afterlife communication electronically. We call it electronic transcommunication, or ITC. And this is a new area, but it's growing so rapidly because people who we used to think were dead are really the leaders in doing research and making this work better and better. Keith has been doing this since he was 29, so he's been communicating with his own spirit team using ITC for more than a decade. Now he heads a cutting-edge team of researchers who are working to bring about a revolution in the production of afterlife evidence. He joins us on Seek Reality. Actually, he was here exactly a year ago. And he and I have just agreed we'll do this every year at this time. So keep tuning in. Things are moving so quickly that when I saw him at the AREI symposium in September, I was reminded, oh my goodness, I've got to have Keith back. He's just full of ideas and full of news. He's the founder of the iDigital Medium team, which has lately been transformed into a live worldwide event that anyone can participate in right now. Keith, welcome. I'm thrilled to have you with us again.
Thank you for having me, Roberta. I appreciate it.
Now, how did you get started in this, just briefly? I mean, some people may well have heard you last year broadcast, but just in case you're new to people, how did you get started?
Actually, one of my friends called me and told me that the movie White Noise, which came out in 2005 with Michael Keaton in it, told me that that was based on real events. I said, really? And so I went and researched it, and there were, I'd say, two free books out there at the time on the topic. One by Sarah Estep. And so I downloaded it and read through it a little bit, but I wasn't ready yet. And 6 months later, I read it, and then I couldn't get enough. And then, like most people, I started out with my first EVP recording, so electronic voice phenomena, where you take anything that can record sound and you ask a question, sometimes when you're alone, and upon playback, you will hear what appear to be responses. And it grew quickly from there. And I've been, you could say, addicted ever since. This is my new thing.
Yes. That's exactly how it happens for all of us. Maybe a different aspect of afterlife evidence that seizes our minds and our hearts. But I became addicted, too, very quickly. And when I was doing this, just by reading 100-year-old communications from people we used to think were dead. And it is addictive. So tell us what the iDigital Medium team is now. I know that's sort of something you started early on, right?
Well, certainly. Well, actually, back in the day, 10 years ago, I started ITC Bridge. It was supposed to be a website. It was about instrumental transcommunication. For anybody not familiar, instrumental transcommunication is research that is done by people here with specific intent of communicating with people in spirit using electronics. That's probably a good summary.
Yes.
And the website just ended up being a forum, and it still stands to this day. It's accessible. And then about 3 years ago, actually, 3-year anniversary was the symposium. 3 years ago, myself, Ron Reese, and Gretchen Bickert, decided to come together and create something better. And that was, how can we create a website where everybody can contribute, everybody can work as a team, and what will happen if we do that? And so iDigital Medium was formed 3 years ago.
Just to remind people of something important, these people are not doing random things. They're being guided by spirit to do what they're doing. The fact that it seized his mind later is very significant. And the real researchers, we're all aware, are people who are not now in bodies. But people like our wonderful friend Keith Clark are acting in service to these beings to help bring them forth in the world. If that's not I believe it's true that if that's not each of our objectives to give voice to spirit, none of us would be able to do our work. Keith Clark will be the leader, I think, or one of maybe two in this field, and he is going to be quite famous. Just giving you a heads up, so please listen to what he says now because you'll remember it later. So let's talk about iDigital Medium and the team that now is built. How does that work?
Thank you, Roberta. That's very kind of you. I'd like to start off by stressing the importance of a team. A lot of what we've done has been built because of a team. And that team is volunteers from people around the world who say, I'm interested in life after death, or I'm interested in physical mediumship, or these other areas. And they come to us from around the world, and they help in different aspects. They'll help with this project on the website, or they'll help with a research item, or they'll help us with Facebook pages, YouTube pages, what have you. There's more work than could ever be done. Most of us have come together with a love for experimentation. ITC versus paranormal is the specific intent with a specific communication aspect of communication, whereas paranormal tends to be more along the lines of we see or hear or experience something, but we don't know why. As you mentioned, ITC is a direct relationship with people in spirit. And all it comes down to is intuition, for many people. So what our team of people do is we have a lot of work on the website. One of the two things that we're known for, I think, is sharing information and experimentation. The sharing of information happens on social media. It happens a little bit on our website. We're going to improve that. We'd like to have a place that people can come where they can find all the places they want to go to, such as your radio show, other people's radio shows and websites. We would like to make it easier to find information quicker. The experimentation branches out in a lot of different areas, but one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now is we've been streaming since 2008. We streamed a live audio video feed to the internet for a year in 2008.
Wow. And what did that consist of? Was it communicating? Was it information from the dead? Was it voices, the result of experiments, and so we could hear voices? What was that you were streaming?
When I first started EVP, some people use white noise from a radio as a background.
Yes.
I did that, and I heard something in it. Now, this is still up for debate because we don't understand it, because other people did not hear what I heard. So I set up a radio 24 hours a day, and we've gone at least maybe 6-7 years now where there's a radio on 24 hours a day, and the intent is, hello, people in spirit or non-physical personalities, whoever you may be, if you have goodwill and good intentions and you would like to be a part of this project, come on over, try talking to the radio.
Wow.
And so they do, and they have for years. There was a 6-year break there, but we've come back strong in the last year and a half. And then what really changed everything was 3 weeks ago when we decided to stream to YouTube. I had no idea you could stream to YouTube 24 hours a day. And we did. And then people are coming. And the way things work, I'd say in any work with spirit or life, is once you really set a focus and you fine-tune in on it, things seem to move so much faster.
Yeah.
And so what's happening today, do you have a second to explain what the live stream is or?
No, go ahead. No, please do.
I'm just going to go ahead and jump to that. That has become the forefront at the moment. So we are doing an experiment where anybody in the world that has an internet connection can go to YouTube or our website, and they can listen to a live radio. And they on that live radio, they will hear people in spirit, presumably, because we can't prove it yet, right? But
right.
They will hear people in spirit trying to get their voice through to let us know that they're there. Not only that, they will also, and this is going to throw some people off, it's a little deep, they will see the faces of people in the spirit live in real time.
Wow. Wow. What's that website? People have pencil in hand.
Our website is the word I, and then digital medium, and it's all run together. So it's iDigital Medium. You'll find us on the website. You'll find us on YouTube.
Is that .com or .org?
.com. I'm sorry.
.com. iDigitalMedium.com. And you can go there and you can watch in real time spirit faces materialize. You understand, please, everyone, what's happening here. What Keith is doing is giving people not in bodies the opportunity to do their own experimentation on Earth. That's what he's doing. He's inviting them to use what he has set up to perfect what they are trying so hard to perfect, which is giving us evidence of their survival. So, Keith, as I say, I think what you do is absolutely wonderful, but that is spectacular. What have you seen so far on those YouTube?
I'm going to try to talk fast now because I imagine our time is limited, right?
We have eight more minutes in this segment, so go ahead.
Okay, because this is the really good stuff. It's the important stuff. Yep. Number one, we're inviting everybody in the world to contribute your energy. Now, the difference is usually with experiments, you do the experiment, you look at the results. Here's the results. You're all worried about the results. This
right.
is a development. It's like a development circle. Like when you sit in a physical mediumship seance and you say, let's put our energy together, see what happens over a long period of time. That's what this is. It's only
yes.
in a virtual form. Now,
yeah,
it falls
it.
Under the labels of experimentation because we're documenting, we're recording, it's very technical, I will admit. It's very technical. And we're asking people to come and help create it. Now, there's a difference between saying, oh, I'm just a passive observer. I get to watch somebody else's experiment. It's not that. When you think about this experiment, when you send your thoughts and your positive energy out into the universe or wherever you want to call it, and you say, I'd like to contribute my energy to this experiment, I would like to see it succeed, then you are actively creating it.
I love this so much. You have no idea how much this thrills me. This, just so to keep everyone on topic here, when physical medium circles develop, they sit for a decade sometimes with almost no results because it takes that long to get this synchronicity of energies from all the sitters. So you sit patiently, and then all of a sudden, the table's moving and all kinds of things are happening after, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. This allows everybody in the world to be part of the biggest possible development circle. And the more often key people will continue to make it part of their day to be part of this, the stronger it's going to be. And you can directly contribute to the beautiful day when we have no more doubt about the fact that human lives are eternal. So what Keith is doing is very important, but his point is, I want to emphasize, you're part of it. You can be every bit as much part of it as anyone else doing this. All right, I'm sorry. I just had to say this because we are not observers. We are direct participants in the success of this research. So what have you seen so far?
I don't want to overstress it, but we've been doing this since 2005, not streaming. We've been streaming the last year and a half consistent. We've streamed, I'd say, 3 years. That's 3 years, 24 hours a day, every day of the week, et cetera. But it
yes.
just came to YouTube. Now that it came to YouTube, people get notified. They can chat. It's become a familiar item. But I've seen thousands of faces. I mean, I just turn it on. I listen to it in my cell phone in my car. It doesn't matter where I go or what I do. I have the ability to listen in on people in spirit trying to talk through the radio. And not to throw you for a loop, but radios are not even required. But we'll save that for a future interview. We'll save
that.
We'll save that until it's developed. But right now, we are collecting samples. And explain the spectrograph and the battery. The battery is very important. So last October, I began to understand more of the radio because it's not exactly intelligible yet. We're not touting it as evidence of life after death. Right now, we're saying it's getting good. We can understand some of it. We'd ask that you continue to provide your energy. You don't even have to visit the stream to add your energy. Just think about this project and you are helping it. And so when it becomes successful, oh, I need to stop. This stream has also been dedicated for the betterment of mankind as a whole. So what that means is, to not have any misunderstandings, we're not specifically building this particular project for communication with loved ones. Now, loved ones are there. Of course, they're trying. However, we're focusing on the end goal. And our particular goal for this stream is to first be able to hear them clearly, then be able to verify and validate it. And that's where all the good science-y stuff comes in. And I'm not a scientist, but they're going to have to come in and be involved. And then we'll work on providing information that will benefit mankind. So I began understanding a lot of what was being said because I listened to this hours and hours a day. I probably clocked 2,000-3,000 hours. I don't know. It's a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's like a language. You know, it's like if you watch Spanish TV for a while, if that's not your first language, you may begin to pick up and learn. And I've heard them talk many times about something called the battery. Now, it appears to be Mark Macy used to refer to these as energy contact fields. And what it appears to be is when there is a group of people on Earth that are of like mind with a like purpose, then they have built, they are creating something in physical matter that allows people in spirit to communicate.
Wow. All right. Now stop and say that again, because that's new to me and it's new to everyone else. When enough people are dedicated on Earth to doing this, they seem to create a bat. Explain that. That's wonderful.
Mark Macy, if those of you haven't heard of it, please look it up. His original website is worlditc.org. He was around for the heyday, the golden age of ITC, when pictures would appear on computers and all kinds of blow-your-mind stuff that has inspired this generation. When people on Earth – not just on Earth, though. Here's the thing. When people – of any energy, when people located anywhere have similar interests and a similar desire, they are creating in physical matter the ability for contact with other dimensions or other people in spirit.
Oh my goodness.
And so the battery, and they when I hear people in spirit talk, they use simple words. And I imagine it's due to, there might be people over there like, I don't know too much about it. I would just say there might be some people who don't even know what the internet is. So all day long they're explaining, well, he hooks it up to the computers. It goes to the internet. There's people on Facebook. There's millions of people on the internet. And they know very well what we're doing. And they're here supporting us. And it's a direct collaborative effort. And so the battery, which is their term, not mine, I would have come up with something cooler, you know.
Right.
They call it the battery, the recipe, the arrangement. They use simple terms. And the battery appears to be the energy that's built up here with our thoughts, our intent, combined with their thoughts and intent.
Oh, my word.
And you combine that with the whatever medium you use. And by medium, I mean whether it be equipment, sound, air, waves, computers, whatever, whether you paint. You put all those together, and they're referring to that as the battery. For some reason. And Mark Macy used to refer to it as the energy contact field, and I believe they are one and the same.
For those of you who, like me, have left Christianity to follow Jesus, you should just know Jesus foretold all of this as he did so many things. Do you remember? He said, if you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can tell a mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and the mountain will obey you. Our minds are very, very, very powerful. And what Keith Clark and those working with him are doing is combining the power of not just their minds, but all of our minds with the power of the minds of the people we used to think were dead. And that's what that, where that battery gets its energy. It gets its energy from us. And so I hope you understand how beautifully all of this is coming together for the good of mankind. This is very, very exciting. So, Keith, people still, I think, want to know, what is it they're saying? You hear voices. How often, as you're listening, do you hear people talk, and what are the kinds of things they say?
I'm sure this is probably the most interesting part to many people, and myself included. I'm going to preface it by saying that I don't often explain or describe too much of what they're saying because some of it's personal and some of it would not be beneficial. And I can only hear about 30% of it. But that means that when I'm listening to them 10 hours a day, I'm hearing 30% of that. You can imagine what I'm hearing.
A lot.
I can tell you that they are excited. They
really?
Are extremely excited. I mean, and it's not one person. It's not 10. It's not just a spirit team of 8 people. There could be thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I don't know. All I know is that for every one of us, there has to be at least 10 of them.
Wow.
And so they're excited because, for example, they call this experiment permanent. By permanent, I think what they mean – see, they have their own terminology, and I have to figure out what it is they mean.
Yeah.
For example, when you communicate traditionally through a medium, you're subject to that medium's time schedule. You're subject to the change in the medium's energy and their thoughts, you know, the filter that it goes through.
Right.
And I think they describe this as being permanent because it's science. We've actually used science to create conditions, and all we're doing is we're filtering the radio very carefully and using certain methods that are all science so that we can hear them better. They were already there. They've been here all along.
Right.
They didn't just appear on the radio. They're in all energy, and we're going to find that one day. But what do they say? They generally a conversation – it's like a museum exhibit. If you were to sit on a park bench at a local science and technology museum, you would overhear them saying, wow, this is really great. This is awesome, they'll say. You're like, well, how does it work? Well, he's got the radio, and it goes direct through the computer, and it goes to the internet. Millions of people are on the internet, and they use this thing called Facebook. And so they have the ability to go to any of these places, and they can see our faces, and they can hear us talk to them directly.
Oh, this
and
is so amazing.
That is generally what they're saying. Now,
so we're eavesdropping on dead people is what you're saying. We're just listening to them talk. Yeah.
You know, I said that one time to somebody I really respected, and he actually corrected me. So I should probably not use the term eavesdropping because
What did he say? I'd be anxious to hear what he says, what he said.
Well, he's a very educated man. He grew up in spiritualism, and he said, you're not eavesdropping. There's no way that essentially what he's saying is everything that occurs like this has already been planned, and there is hierarchy and there is order in the heavens, if you will.
So it's not random, and it isn't anything you inflicted on them. It's they want you to hear these conversations. Yeah, that would be
that's
true.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yes.
That would be true. So, but you can't converse with them. They say something and you say, hey, that's an interesting point. What about this? You can't have a conversation with them yet this way, right?
Not yet. No. Sometimes I've thought it's one way. Sometimes I will hear them respond to me, but it's still in development. So it's far too premature for me to say that's going to be something along those lines, but it's getting pretty close. And that's the funny thing about this kind of work. You keep saying, it's getting closer. It's getting so close. And 5 years go by. It's getting so close.
Yeah. Well, they tell us it's going to happen any minute because they don't have any time where they are. So they're to us, if it doesn't happen by Tuesday, then that wasn't soon, folks.
Exactly.
But they're figuring 5 to 10 years, it means nothing to them. I should think we should also explain, too that when you talk about this radio white noise, what you're talking about is that if you – to turn an old-fashioned radio on and you listen to what's between the stations so that you're not hearing any human voices, that seems to provide a kind of raw sound energy that they're then able to use to make their own voices. Isn't that what's happening?
Ooh, I would take it one step further, Roberta, but I don't want to really confuse anybody. People and we are energy. People and spirit are energy. Therefore, they're all intermeshed among each other. There is no separation. So what I'm telling you is in the future, science is going to find that the energy of people and spirit is in every atom of air around us, every sound wave, every wave of light.
Yes. That's exactly true.
It's hard for me to say that. It's just the radio. Because I can take the radio and I can tune it up and down through any frequency and their voice will not go away.
Yeah,
we're going to say that for the scientists when they get to it. They're going to have some fun. But for now, we use a radio because we know that if they want to affect it, they've got that ability.
Yes. And the more we give them that opportunity, the easier it will be for them to make themselves heard by us. I mean, even just in the last little period of time that you and a few others have been doing this seriously as a science, we've already seen enormous improvement. And the more you do it, the more that's going to improve. Now, another thing I think it's important for people to understand, because another thing they're wondering is, well, do you hear their actual voice? Would I recognize it if it was one of my loved ones? Well, maybe. But people need to know that those not in bodies don't have voice boxes. Right. The way they have to do this stuff is by creating with their minds, either creating a voice box or just creating this impression with their minds that creates a voice that we can hear. And I think that's one reason they're using simple terms, because what we're really hearing is a manifestation of what they're thinking, I think.
Correct. I think so also.
So this is, but can it sound like them? Sure. Because if they, as long as they remember what they sounded like, that can be part of what they are projecting and creating into a spoken word that we can hear. And I could give you some examples, but I don't want to interfere with this wonderful conversation that we're having with Keith.
And they do that with their faces also. So how much time do we have for that?
No, we still have, 6 minutes this time around? So,
all
yes.
Right. This is good. Go ahead. Good. Okay, so let's talk about creativity. All okay. ITC is, and for anybody out there, anybody listening, you can experiment with ITC. You can develop yourself spiritually. You can develop mediumship, period,
yes.
End of story. Now,
yes.
When it comes to experimenting creatively, we know about EVP, electronic voice phenomena, where we record and their voices appear in the sound. So we, and by we, I mean myself and my spirit team, got the idea back in 2007. Well, if they can create their voice and sound, can they create their picture and sound? And so there was this musician, this really wacky musician back in the day that said, let me convert my face into sound. And by sound, we mean like, you know, when you look at a sonograph, you'll see a picture.
Yes.
Or if you see scientists look at a whale call, a whale is in the ocean, a whale song. You'll see the lines where the whale's singing. That's a spectrograph. It's a visual representation of sound.
Right.
And so we said, well, can people in spirit maybe put their pictures in sound? I don't know. Let's try it. And so we tried it, and they could. But the programs weren't that great. And then there was this gentleman from Italy that developed a program that is used for science. It's called C-Wave. And it's still available free for download. And so we tried it and we experimented and we saw pictures and we saw faces. And so we published it in the American Association of Communication. Actually, it was the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena at the time, now ATRANS. And we posted it in their news journal in 2007. So we're at the 10-year anniversary of the discovery of pictures and sound. And some people may say, well, why haven't I heard of it? Well, it's extremely hard to do.
Yeah.
So in order to get their faces to appear in sound, this is back to your premise. Like if you go to the stream and you watch the picture that's moving, you will see at times what appears to be a face. It might be really small, but you will see a face. And so just imagine, okay, so say you're in the world of spirit or heaven or whatever you refer to it as. Say, okay, I want to send my picture.
Yeah.
You have to remember how you look, focus, keep your eyes open when you're focusing.
Yeah, that's hard.
And you have to get it to come through the radio. It has to make it through all of my filters. You got to make it through the static. You have to make it in the same time period that I'm doing the picture in. Like if I say 1 second, you got to make it 1 second. You have to make it the right height. That's the right span of frequencies. And you got to make sure it's right side up. So you have to do like 10 things to be able to get your face to come through our radio. And when they get done, you've got faces coming. When we get it tuned properly, which hopefully it'll be again tomorrow, there are faces coming through nonstop, 24 hours a day. And so we call it taking pictures. We don't use the term capture because you catch a cold, you know, you capture a raccoon. But you take pictures of people. So,
right. Do they ever send you anything but people? I mean, pictures of a pet or pictures of the scenery, anything like that?
You know, I'm going to say that it's too not developed enough for that yet. Do people believe that they see those types of things? Yes. But as soon as I say believe or claim anything, we get into the whole area of pareidolia. And I want to say something about that. It's true that with every truth, there are things that exist and things that don't. But don't let science definition of something deter you from going out to explore. Every great discovery comes from knowing the science is there, but pushing the boundaries. So don't be afraid of doing pictures. Don't be afraid of doing sound. Don't be afraid of doing anything just because you think somebody's going to label it as not being validation. The biggest issue to be overcome when experimenting or developing spiritually is to no longer have the need for validation. I'm not saying discard all science. I'm saying go with your intuition. So I need to mention that because a lot of people stop. They learn about life after death. They begin to experiment. Oh my God, this is real. Oh my God, why doesn't everybody know? Then they get frustrated and then they don't get to pass the point of validation is what we're going to call it.
That is so important. Yes, thank you for saying that. Sure. Also, people are very afraid sometimes. What will people think of me if this is they know I'm doing this? I want to be respected in the world. Well, every truly great scientist has had to face down that fear. Albert Einstein, Max Planck, every scientist worth his salt has had to go beyond the frontier of what other people would believe. And as Keith says, the only way to know what you're doing is the right thing is to trust your own intuition. And if enough people do that now, it's going to be a decade or two before every person on the face of the earth is absolutely certain that life is eternal. It'll be so obvious that even the traditional scientists will have to accept it. Then they're going to start looking at what wonderful people like Keith have done. And frankly, he is advancing humankind by light years. So this work is going to endure. And we've already talked about, I'm going to have him on regularly to meet with you because there's news coming out every few weeks in this field. And he's going to be able to keep us up on what's going on. Keith, what is the most amazing thing this in your 11 years of doing this? What has most amazed you?
That's a hard one.
A lot of things. You can say that. That's something you can say.
I mean, a lot of things.
Does something blow you away? Oh, my goodness.
To be honest, I feel that way every day. When I wake up, I reach for my cell phone and I push a button. That button lets me hear the audio stream of the experiment we were talking about. And as I get ready for work, I'm listening to people talk and I'm hearing some of what they're saying. And these are people that are not in physical bodies.
Oh, I
and
love
so
it.
Just the anticipation of what's to come, as you can imagine, I've had to become very, very patient, try to have a calm demeanor, but I do get excited like everyone else. I love to see when people in spirit put things together or they make connections. Like if we open the door or walk through it, they'll sometimes make those things happen. Like, you know, you ever had a thought about something? Like, you know, maybe I should study such and such topic. And the following day or that day, you get an email from somebody else about the same topic.
Oh,
I would
love
say
that.
That's the most interesting thing that I love to see. The chess pieces moving.
Well, that's an interesting insight because people who are interested in this field very often will get spontaneous ideas, which are being their guidance from our teams. Really, that's what you're getting. And the teams that we work with, as you pointed out so brilliantly, we're all one being. We, those that we used to think were dead, and all everything else in the universe that is conscious is all one being. So we easily get guidance, and we don't know where it comes from. And that's what's really exciting. That's really exciting. And to know that it's happening for you is very, very thrilling because it helps me know that this is all going to be real and it's all going to happen. But what are the next steps? I mean, I can't wait to hear what comes next.
Sure. I would say that, there's so much to talk about. We started this, I go by intuition. By intuition, I'm going to tell you what that means. It means getting a thought and acting on it without any thought of the consequences. Now, some people might call that rash, but I'm referring to, I went to work one day 3 weeks ago. On the way to work, I was thinking, and I decided at that moment from what I had seen, felt, and heard and experienced that the focus of our project, the one that I lead, needed to be for the betterment of mankind.
Yes.
I knew that my energy wasn't developed to sustain the energy required, but specifically to assist people who have lost loved ones. It doesn't mean I'm not understanding and can't assist. It just means that my focus had to be something that matched my abilities.
Something greater, yes.
Well, yeah. It had to match who I was.
Yes.
And I sat in the car and I made a promise. And I have what I call them vows, so I might be old-fashioned. Do I pray? Sure, I think I do a form of praying just like everyone else. I wasn't aware of that before, but actually I do. And every time I do that, I reinforce what it is I'm praying or thinking about. And I said, okay, people in spirit, in the universe, God, whoever I'm speaking to, let's now focus on the betterment of mankind. I promise to do my best to ensure that whatever comes through is for everyone. To put aside ego, to put aside any other needs, and just let it happen. And so I put a thing on Facebook saying, who would like to help focus on our experiment radio so that we can succeed? And like 10 or 11 people responded. 2 or 3 hours later, the radio changed. And then I said, okay, let me stream it live to Facebook. And then it got better. And then the next day I said, wow, this is pretty amazing. I've been listening to this for years and it has never been this good. It has never been this active.
Yes.
And so then I said, let's try streaming it to YouTube. Then we streamed it to YouTube. And then it was like, oh, my God, this works out very well.
Yes.
And then we did that and we learned. We did this and we learned. And I started posting event videos that were recaps of what happened the days prior. And if I ever took the best parts of those videos, because I tend to be wordy. The videos tend to be long. And made them really concise, people would be blown away.
Yes.
I'd say just be patient for now, but we need people's help. We need your help. We've been sitting kind of idle. I've been doing my experimentation. We haven't been out networking that much or saying, here we are, we've got evidence left after death.
Oh.
But right now, there's a push, and the push is we've got momentum. Let's keep it rolling. And so we are asking for your help. Don't think of it as our experiment. Think of it as your experiment.
Yes.
And what happens is it's like watching somebody go through a change. In this case, it's the radio and what I've set up here, and you get to be a part of that change. You get to be part of making history. That's what it is. Not to blow it out of proportion, but that's really what it is.
It's exactly
and whatever
what it
form
is.
That takes, we're going to need your help. It's not going to be easy. It is going to, in a way, threaten some people's beliefs. There will be pushback. It's time for us to join together. And we're not asking you to go all in and listen to the radio stream and say, oh, I have to listen to whatever Keith says and I believe it's real. It's okay to just sit and observe. That's it. When the time comes for validation, everybody will know. But it's very exciting times for us. On this side here, we've been waiting for 10 years, a decade. It's taken that long just to get to a spot to where it's almost enough to show to people and have them understand what it actually means. But now that we've seen the effect people can have on it, we are 100% go. And we ask you to join us.
This is so exciting. We've gone in the course of an hour from not knowing about this to Keith is going to be a regular. At least every 6 months, we're going to have him back because now we are part of his team as well. This is going to work. This, I think, isn't at last the way that we are going to break through the ignorance. And it's all going to come real for us. We're going to know everybody survives, not just a few people, everybody. Again, iDigitalMedium.com is the place to start. And you're going to remember this wonderful man, Keith Clark, who has been, frankly, I think, I hardly knew you before, but now I feel like we're best friends. He's one of the most interesting people on the earth right now. So please go there, join him to the extent you feel called to do it. And we're going to get back again together very soon with Keith because we have to keep watching history being made. Keith, thank you so much for being with us. Consider yourself hugged.
Thank you, Roberta. And we are very approachable. If anybody has any questions, please come on out and answer that. Ask them. We have no issues. We're not standoffish.
Oh, this is wonderful. We're so glad that Keith has been with us today. And meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. And I've been glad that you've been here today because we've witnessed something historic and wonderful. Never forget, dear friends, that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you finally grasp everything that that means, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, we're going to be hosting Ivanhoe Chaput, whose new book, Infinity, Time, Death, and Thought, is really a wonderful and highly understandable summary of some of the most important aspects of the new physics that afterlife researchers continue to discover. And of course, what Keith Clark is doing is very much part of that. I try to explain these things as simply as I can, but Ivanhoe really has a gift for simplicity. So if you found any of these concepts difficult to grasp, please join us next week and let Ivanhoe help you. This week, our guest has been Keith Clark. Keith is a brilliant and, in person, really a delightful young man. In many ways, this period of history is the start of a new age of exploration that's really like the first age of exploration, the 16th through the 18th century. But the difference is, what we're beginning to explore now is the greater reality, which is, what, 20 times the size of the entire universe, and you can be part of it. That's what's really exciting. Within the next decade, I don't think it'll be more than that. The work with ITC that Keith and others are doing is going to lead to a breakthrough in communication that's going to make the fact that we all survive forever irrefutable, just a fact. And then people will think they always knew it, but they always didn't know it. And you can be part of making this breakthrough happen. I would just reiterate Keith's invitation to become part of his experiment, because this is going to work. We already know, do you remember, you weren't around, but when the Wright brothers took off, no one believed that we would have, within just a few decades, supersonic jets. But in fact, we're at the Wright brothers stage right now, and we're just progressing beyond it. So if you want to be part of something wonderful in your life, there is no more wonderful thing that you can do than this, to add your own energy to the energy of all the people of goodwill on this planet, and finally and forever, bring for humankind this great new reality. Now, as you know, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, and The Fun of Living Together. And soon I'll tell you about my next book. If you want to talk to me about anything at all, please don't hesitate. Just go to the contact block on robertagrimes.com and send me an email. Just make sure you give me your right address. Past episodes of Seek Reality are available on webtalkradio.net, on iTunes through the Seek Reality app in the iTunes store, and on Dream Vision 7 Radio's channels. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you are infinitely loved.